Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islamite. Islamite. Allah my Lord. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Youth Station Choo Choo Kachoo. It's the Youth Station for you.
Yes, of course, and I'm here. This is Asma. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
Sister Asma, it's good to have you. And this is Mudaffar.
Of course, the pleasure is all mine.
Sister, so the taxi picked me up to bring me to the studio today. And I was late because I was sleeping. So I have a serious problem, like a serious problem. I just can't wake up in the morning.
That's very true. Same in here.
Maybe it's a literature thing.
I don't know, but maybe yes. Because we had to read novels and plays at night because we didn't have time and they were so huge.
So maybe that's why, because our minds work in a certain way. And when nighttime comes, you get more excited. You're like, well, let me think about this. You start contemplating more and stuff.
Yeah. Because most of the literary people I've met in my life are like this.
Oh, they're owls?
Yes, they're owls.
Wow, okay.
And they hate mornings.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because it's very difficult to get out of bed. But you know what? Up until some periods of my life, I was so happy that I do everything at night. And it was just like a sort of a thing that my body starts working better when the moon is in the sky.
Really?
Yes. Thanks. It actually has got awards for itself.
Lunatic.
No. A very technical word. It was very nice. Uh-huh. It described the people who can work better when the moon is in the sky.
I thought I was the only one.
No. You're not alone.
I thought I was a lunatic as well, because luna actually is to do with the moon, because
the moon
affects people's behavior.
Yeah.
But it never made sense to me, because I'd have like the most fantastic day and then I'd go out and be like, oh, it's a full moon.
Yes.
That's why. So yes. I wasn't even aware that the moon was full, but it had an effect on me. And it's so strange, because the moon doesn't get bigger or smaller per se. I mean, maybe a little bit.
Yes.
Right. But the fact that it's full, or if it's a crescent moon, why does that affect you? It's really bizarre, isn't it?
Of course it is, but totally. If you see it or not, when the sky is black and it turns into this dark color, then some people start work better. It has been scientifically even proved. Some people
really?
Can work better at night, and some people can do better during the day.
Okay, now here's my problem, okay? While that's the case...
Yes.
The Holy Prophet... is Uswatun Hasana. He's the best example for us.
Exactly.
He used to sleep really early for maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours. He used to sleep very less, right? But then he would wake up for Salatul Layl. Nowadays, like for the night prayers.
Yeah.
Now, the only time I get to my night prayers is if I stay awake the entire night.
That is very true.
You know, and this morning, the taxi driver called me and I was like, I tried to change my voice. You know, when you wake up, you're croaky.
Yes.
And I tried to change it. I was like, I'll be right there. And he was, as soon as I sat down in the car, he was like, you were sleeping, weren't you?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Got it.
It's horrible. You got to wake up in the morning.
It actually is
okay,
terrible.
There's so many hadith about waking up in the morning, right? Your risk will be there if you wake up.
You know what?
In the morning.
Many times I've tried to change it, but still I'm
Me
hopeless.
Too. Me too. I am. Pathetic.
Well, that's very sad, you know. I can't change it. I've
Neither
turned into
You're
this
talking
person
to the wrong
who
person.
Cannot sleep all the night.
So there's, do you know what?
Is there any way for us to be saved?
I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, like, seriously. So the Quran says, "Wadduha wa layli idha saja."
Yeah.
Right, by the brilliant morning brightness.
Yes.
And by the night when it covers, like a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this surah actually is Surah Duha, and it relieves a person's sadness. It actually makes you happier.
Yeah.
the more you recite it.
So we are actually talking about habits.
You're supposed to wake up. Your habit is supposed to be to see the morning brightness and to sleep at night.
You are just supposed, but who is going to practice that?
Lots of people practice that. I bet the producer practices that.
Yes, I'm sure about that.
Right? There's certain types of people, and it's really interesting that we're both literary students, and we both are, and you're saying that a lot of the literature students are also like that at university. Maybe it is a certain type of person.
Let's go for a little break and then we'll be back. Thank you for listening to us and giving your ears and attention.
This concept of your speech keep getting better. Maybe your thought patterns get better at night. They get more powerful.
Yes, maybe.
Right, because Allah says in the Quran, the night time or night prayers are ahsanu qila.
Yes,
they are the best for vocalizing.
Yes, that is very nice.
Honestly,
it was nice to mention that.
The most.
So
writing.
We are good for something.
Maybe. Maybe we are good for something. They should host these shows in the middle of the night. Then we'd be like
exactly,
top of our game.
It would be fire.
But yeah, it would definitely change my life though if I was able to do it, because rizq, sustenance is a portion for a person more if they awake at a certain time in the morning.
And also consider the physical health, you know? I guess I'm getting older by time.
Since
I'm not getting enough of a sleep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my cells are not getting enough of collagen to renew themselves.
We need vitamin D. We need vitamin D. And you get vitamin D from the sun, right?
Yes, yes.
And there's something about sunlight itself.
Yes.
Okay, here's another thing. There are certain times which are makruh, disliked, for you to sleep.
Yeah.
One of those times is the morning time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for example, if I stay awake up until Fajr and then I sleep after the Fajr prayers, that's makruh.
Yeah, that's bad.
I don't like telling people this because it might make life really difficult for some people.
Yes.
But I did that. Right?
It would make life impossible for some people.
Yeah, yeah. So, for example, I did that this morning, right? I stayed up until Fajr and then I slept just after Fajr. It's makruh, though. I shouldn't be doing it. It's not good.
Yeah, that is. So, for the bad habits that we have, do you have any recommendations? Though we're not the right people to talk about that.
That would just make me a hypocrite, wouldn't it? It's strange because you know what you can do to change it, but you just don't implement it.
But, you know, for this is my weakness, you know? It's my Achilles heel.
Uh-huh.
Sleeping is just something that I have no control over. But there are some other things that I found them just useless and bad for me. Then I stopped doing them.
Yeah.
And actually, it's not just like a stop, like a full stop. No, it's just that I tried for them and I think I'm getting better by time.
Like
one
what?
Of them was overthinking.
Aha, yes. How do you stop that?
Well, I have stuffed myself with translation and I cannot think about any other thing. So I am trying to engage myself with things.
Because you're studying translation, right?
Yes. And I hate translation, by the way, but I'm doing it because it keeps me away from all the thoughts that I have. And they kill me, actually. You know, it's a devastating thing when you have a lot of thoughts that pop into your head. You don't want them to be there, but they are there. Then you have to fight with them. So the best way is actually to get engaged in different sort of activities in a way that you would no longer have time for thinking about it even.
Yeah, because that thinking kind of, it keeps you awake at night, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does keep you awake at night because a lot of the time you're thinking so much that you can't sleep.
Yes,
and then it tires your brain out and then you go to sleep at the wrong time.
See, the mystery is solved.
Yes, yes, I think it might have a big part.
But now I have to stay awake at night.
Why?
Because I read that to myself.
I'm
translating a book which is 2,000-page book.
Oh my God. What's it called?
It's Les Misérables.
You're translating Les Misérables?
Yes.
To Farsi?
Yes.
No way. I thought it's already been translated.
It has been translated, but my translation is going to be different.
Excellent. Do you know that's Imam Khomeini's favorite book?
Really?
Yeah.
So nice to know that.
He said it's his favorite novel.
Very interesting.
The themes in there are all to do with revolution.
Because the writer has got a lot to do with freedom and the free people. So when I translate it, I will give one to you.
I watched the movie because I was like, okay.
Movie is easier.
Yeah, I know. I'm really lazy, isn't it? But when I found out that it was his favorite book, I was like, okay, I need to see why. And my God, that really
is. So don't read this until I finish my book.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Maximum 9 o'clock. Have a small dinner. Go to sleep. How many hours? 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. That'll give you 6 hours.
Oh, don't count them. It would embarrass me. But you know, I would tell you something. I have a better performance at night.
So do I.
Even during the time that we had exams, I usually used to do things during night. And,
me too.
And I did wonders.
That's my question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Does Allah want us to do that? For example, I'll give you another example, okay? Dreams. Mm-hmm. There are certain types of dreams. One type of dream is a divine dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you want divine dreams, which actually give you a window into the future, where you see the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salam, and the prophets, for example, you have to sleep in the night.
Yes. Oh, that's a very hard job to do. It's a drudgery for me. Yeah.
I hate waking up in the morning.
Me
I
too.
I just hate it. It just feels...
Why mornings?
Yeah.
Why do we have to do everything at morning?
I don't know. Mornings, the worst time of the week is the morning of Monday. It's just the worst.
Why Monday?
Monday... Well, in the UK, it was the first day back after the weekend, right?
Yes.
Saturday, Sunday is what we get.
So Saturday is for us. The morning of Saturday.
Saturday doesn't feel that bad, though.
Yes, Monday, it feels.
Oh, it does, yeah. But the point is that morning, it's just like, ugh, ugh. But that morning is important. I really envy morning people. Because they're just naturally into the rhythm that Allah has created of this universe. Yeah. And Allah will test them in a different way. I think our test is...
Yeah, we say that in order to relieve ourselves.
Yeah. But inshallah, may Allah help us to reform our habits.
You know, in one of the plays where I remember there was a nice ending. There was a very nice... sentence that ended that play. The woman said, "We all shall find peace, so we may find peace one day."
Inshallah, inshallah. I think that's a good place to end it. That's all we have time for?
Yes, that is.
Dear listeners, that's all we have time for today. We hope that you enjoyed the discussion, inshallah, and we'll see you next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I have what I have. My love is strong. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior. My giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance. When I need you, the light, when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, and my love, my